Well, howdy people. Now here is the bra whisperer. Of course, they didn't come up with that word on their own. They obviously heard about the dog whisperer, the horse whisperer. And of course, it's just another scam, as femons are professional scammers. The one who invented the golf influencer. Well, a femon, I think, because it is a femon. And what does that mean? Absolutely nothing. It's just yet another scam. Anyway, this femon in the picture is not only the bra whisperer. Actually, I could be the breast whisperer. Because if you think about it, all through my life, I've fondled many a tits. So it kind of makes me the tit whisperer. In fact, a lot of guys could be called professional breast whisperers. Anyway, this femon is also a lingerie expert. Give me a break. The amount of socks I put on through my life, I could be an expert in socks, couldn't I? It's all BS. Look at the useless degrees these femons get. Gender studies. And they get a certificate as well. What the hell is that good for? What about something like plumbing, electrical, decorating, engineer? Something that may be useful in society. They don't really want to work, they want to play act at it. But femons take these type of courses because they're easy. Anyway, this news item, I can't really put a link to it, because they locked it off. What they're trying to get people to do is subscribe and pay money. But this femon is offering, I guess, to other femons, how to make your cleavage look like you're in your 20s. And cleavage is false in any case. Most femons, just if they haven't got much cleavage, just push their breasts together and get cleavage. That's another scam. But a lot of femons will read this, because it makes them look younger, and they're always after something that's anti-aging. But the wall has never been defeated yet, because the wall is real, not delusional. They even show femons sometimes, don't they? Who, when they were younger, were kind of a model. But now she's 72 years of age, and they still show her in a bikini, saying, look, she hasn't aged today. Meanwhile, you're looking at this old, wrinkled person, dried out, sagging all over the place, with a bikini kind of hanging off of her, which looks like wearing a wig, with plenty of makeup, and of course the picture's been touched up, but you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ass. Sow's ass, can you? So they're trying to make their cleavage look younger. Who would be that for, then? For other femons to look at? I doubt it. It's for males to look at, right? And don't believe the thing they say, oh, I do it just for me so I feel better. But males have a saying about femons who do this sort of thing, especially when they've already hit the wall. Mutton, dressed up as lamb. But femons will try any old scam so they don't have to really work. And you can understand why. Quite a few years ago, they didn't work. They didn't have to. Imagine that, guys. Existing without even having to work, then everything would be provided for you. Not in a male's life. Since the beginning of time, males have grafted, toiled, struggled to earn his worth. Femons don't realize how entitled they were and still are. Anyway, guys, thought you'd have a bit of a laugh about this. The bra whisperer. Actually, I could be the boxer short whisperer too. Lingerie expert. Just more BS from the femons, right? And of course, it could be quite humorous if it wasn't so sad. You take it easy, guys.